Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones, financial advisor here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, five questions that could change how you see retirement. Saving for retirement is important, but it's only part of the picture. If you're within 5 to 10 years of your target retirement date, it's time to start thinking about what you actually want your retirement to look like. After all, getting to retirement isn't the end goal. It's what you want to do once you're there that matters. Start by asking yourself these five questions. One, when do you want to retire? The age at which you retire matters more than you may realize. Retiring early sounds appealing, but it means saving more money and having less time to do it. It can also create gaps in health care coverage and income before key benefits kick in. For example, Social Security benefits can begin at age 62, but at a reduced amount. Full benefits are available between ages 66 and 67, depending on birth year, and waiting until 70 means the maximum benefit. Medicare doesn't start until age 65, and penalty-free withdrawals from retirement accounts generally aren't allowed until age 59 and a half. For couples, timing gets even more complicated. Staggering retirement dates can sometimes maximize benefits. In other cases, retiring at the same time works better. A financial advisor can help you sort through these decisions and find the approach that makes the most sense for your situation. Two, how do you want to spend your time in retirement? Many retirees are surprised to find that having unlimited free time feels disorienting rather than freeing. Thinking ahead about how to fill the days with meaningful activity, whether that's travel, volunteering, pursuing hobbies, or spending more time with family, can make the transition smoother. It helps to sketch out what a typical week, month, or even first year might look like. If there are big gaps, it's worth thinking now about what might fill them in rewarding ways. Three, where do you want to live as a retiree? Some retirees stay put, while others downsize or relocate entirely. Either way, it's wise to consider whether a chosen location will work as you get older, taking into account factors like proximity to family, access to health care, cost of living, and climate. Four, what will your retirement lifestyle cost? It's not uncommon for retirees to discover that their travel, entertainment, or leisure expenses were higher than expected. The more active and involved you plan to be, the more you will likely need to budget. Number five, does your retirement involve giving back? Retirement often brings both time and motivation to be more generous, whether the goal is helping family members, donating to charity, or volunteering in the community, it's worth defining those goals and building them into an overall plan. Now that your vision is taking shape, turn it into a plan. Work with your financial advisor to align your savings with the life you want and revisit that plan as your priorities evolve so your retirement keeps pace with you. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.